Even if your appreciation for classical music begins and ends with Fantasia, this program, Bach in the Subways, is for you. We'll get to Petoskey in a minute. First, I spoke by phone with Dale Henderson. He's the founder of Bach in the Subways. He's a professional cellist from New York City, and he says he wanted to do something new to make classical music more accessible to people. He decided the New York City subways were the best place to find all kinds of people who, he decided, needed to hear Bach.
So I went down there and I started playing Bach. And instead of soliciting donations, I passed out postcards that explained what I was playing, why I was doing it. And
among all the buskers and street musicians in the city, this stood out.
It worked. It got a lot of attention.
And it got legs. The next year, Henderson invited other musicians to join in. By 2015, just 4 years later, Bach in the City had grown from one man to a global community of thousands of musicians in 40 countries around the world. And this year, it found its way to Petoskey.
I think Bach often gets lumped into this category of stuffy, old, boring classical music, and we are losing an appreciation for the creativity of his compositions.
Just like Henderson, Stephanie Cope has a love of music and a desire to share it with everyone. She loves Bach ever since she was 4 years old and started violin lessons. And when she learned she could essentially join an international group bringing Bach to a new set of ears, she was in.
This event helps people who really tried to avoid classical music understand what the big deal is about it and why it has lasted so long.
Around 40 people attended the Bach in the Subways performance, although Petoskey's version was Bach in the Zion Lutheran Church. The performance was a Bach mashup. There were video clips, including Looney Tunes, vocals, organ, piano, bass, violin, even a Bach impersonator.
I will tell you just a little bit about myself. I'm going to be very, very late to this concert because my wife is...
That's Julie Stoppel. We'll hear more from her later today with All Things Considered. Suffice it to say, even if you're a huge Bach fan, this was a performance like you've probably never heard before. Stephanie Cope and her band of talented collaborators, they brought their own unique spin to the work of a genius. They made Bach fun and accessible. And when you hear Cope talk about the great master, composer of 1,200 works, including St. Matthew Passion, the Brandenburg Concertos, you suddenly feel like the man, through his work, is accessible for everyone.
Now I have two toddlers, and my house is crazy. But when I pick up my violin to practice, especially Bach music, I can totally tone out the screaming and the Lego throwing and the block throwing and just kind of disappear into the order of the music, and that's what I love about it.
I think you just sold Bach to parents everywhere.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, yeah.
It wasn't just moms that were sold on Bach after this performance. The audience, all ages, they were all in.
I really liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun and a great way to bring some contemporary styles of music into something really classical.
It's cool. Yeah, the voice with bass, that was pretty neat with the Bach scat. Neat.
That was Haley Van Patten and Doug Hook, both of Petoskey. This was the first year Bach in the Subways made it to Petoskey, but Stephanie Cope, the organizer, says it won't be the last.
Next year I'll call these people again who are performing with me today and say, hey, you want to do something else?
And Bach could bet his powdered wig they'll say yes, and that his work will be in very good hands. Amy Robinson, CMU Public Radio News.